Hello?
Hi, hello, good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Research Associates. Hi. A national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Okay. And thank you. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
I'm a little unsure.
Somewhat interested, a little, or not at all interested? Which one would you lean more towards? A little. Thank you. Okay. And do you define your racial classification as African-American, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
I can't answer that because I have zero clue what they look like.
Thank you. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of the school, public school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not important at all?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little confidence, or no confidence at all?
No confidence at all.
If the New Orleans Public Schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. The first one, maintaining and preserving public maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. Well, the second one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings.
That one right there, you just said.
The second one, thank you.
Yes.
Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if you would be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, influenced a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one, learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools, to rebuild public school buildings at King Katrina, sorry about that, without funds, this village, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve. After hearing that, does that strongly influence you somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
Thank you. Learning that the school district has the facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent?
What do you want me to answer there? What was the question?
Does that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
Okay. Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes, how much does that influence you?
A little.
Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city, how much does that influence
somewhat
you? Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month for property taxes for this existing millage.
Somewhat.
Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Somewhat.
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
A little.
Thank you. All right. And now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public Schools had this renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this Miller, this proposition?
Probably vote against.
Vote against, thank you. As we conclude the survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent or a child enrolled, a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public Schools?
No.
A teacher at New Orleans Public Schools?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public Schools?
No.
So not affiliated with New Orleans Public Schools, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. 18 to 30, 31 to 49.
That one, 31 to 49.
50. Thank you. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional school.
Graduate.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience. Have yourself a great rest of the Sunday. Bye-bye.
You too, thanks. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.